With Thanksgiving nearly upon us, cooks are making their shopping lists, checking them twice, and perhaps looking for ideas in carefully saved November issues of Gourmet magazine. This month's issue is its last. Condé Nast has pulled the plug on the nearly 70-year-old publication, but NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg found Gourmet's erstwhile editor, Ruth Reichel, alive and, well, thinking of cranberries.
Just for starters, Ruth, condolences. There are so many people that mourning the loss of Gourmet magazine.
And I am among them.
Yes, I'm sure you are. Well, I know you lost that job. Last month, you launched a new public television show, Gourmet's Adventures with Ruth. But I know that public broadcasting doesn't pay all that well. So although we never pay for interviews here at NPR, I would like to offer you $5 from my wallet, if you would help me tell listeners about Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish this year.
I would be happy to do that, and I will frame your $5.
Well, you may need it sometime, so good. Thank you. This, you know, is the recipe that sounds terrible but tastes terrific. We emailed you a copy of it in New York. You got it in front of you?
I do, but I have to tell you, you didn't have to email it to me because I already had it from many years back.
That's wonderful. Well, okay, go ahead.
2 cups whole raw cranberries washed.
Good.
1 small onion. What is your idea of a small onion?
Oh, you know, what would that be? Like 3 inches in diameter, maybe? Is that small? Yeah.
Because onions have gotten very big these days.
I know, yeah. No, this one, 3 inches.
And would you prefer one of the sweet, no-tear onions that are now available everywhere or an ordinary old onion?
Ordinary old one. I think a tear or two can't hurt.
But tears on Thanksgiving, absolutely. 3/4 cup sour cream, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons of horseradish from a jar. Red is a bit milder than white.
Now, you see, this is where it sounds terrible and tastes terrific. Everybody, when you get to the horseradish, people go, ew.
Well, I think most people are sort of, ew, at the sour cream.
That too, and the onion doesn't help that much either. Nonetheless, why don't you tell us what to do next?
Grind the raw berries and onion together. Add everything else and mix.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a plastic container and freeze. So how far ahead of time do you usually do this?
I do it the night before so that it sits in the freezer overnight.
Okay. But you could do it earlier than that, right?
Oh, sure.
You could do it a week. Yeah.
Absolutely. And by the way, it keeps for a long time afterward, too, so you could have it really forever.
I don't know that you want to say forever.
Right. Anyway, so there it sits in the freezer Thanksgiving morning. Can you continue, please?
I can. You move it from the freezer to the refrigerator compartment to thaw. And what you say here is it should still have some little icy slivers left.
Yeah, because that's sort of, it's so unexpected. I mean, the whole thing is unexpected, but the little icy slivers, if you're lucky, that's nice too. Because, you know, it cuts through all that gravy taste of Thanksgiving. It's something sharp and kind of unexpected.
And a little coldness in all the heat of Thanksgiving is really nice.
Right.
The relish will be thick, creamy, and shocking pink. And here you add, Pepto-Bismol pink.
I feel one must tell the truth. That is the color.
And it is shocking, I have to say, on a Thanksgiving table. Having had this on my Thanksgiving table many times.
Oh, my goodness.
It is really shocking. It's a color that doesn't look like it belongs on your Thanksgiving table.
Exactly. But it tastes so good, and it's got that sort of little punch, and it makes about a pint and a half. What do you think, Ruth Reichel? Any suggestions for improving this thing?
Oh, no, it's perfect just as it is.
And tell me this. If there still were a gourmet magazine, would you publish this recipe for the next Thanksgiving?
Oh, absolutely.
Woohoo!
A good reason to bring the magazine back.
Thank you so much, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to you.
Ruth Reichel, food lover, food editor, author, and star of the new public TV series Gourmet's Adventures with Ruth. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, yes, a little early Thanksgiving greeting, and that recipe for Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish is at NPR.org.
So to recap here, Gourmet magazine gone, cranberry relish still with us.